As we reported earlier, Ronny Jackson's path to confirmation as head of the Veterans Affairs Department remains all but clear. We take a deeper look now at the agency and the problems it's facing with Lisa Rhine of The Washington Post. Lisa Rhine, thanks for being here. We've talked a lot about the people in charge or potentially in charge of the Veterans Affairs Department. Tell me a little bit about what they'd be in charge of. Give me a sense of the department, its scope, its size, and what they're facing right now.
So VA is the federal government's second largest agency. Only the Pentagon is bigger. And it's really kind of unique to the government. Its mission, of course, is embraced by so many Americans caring for veterans. But it has a sprawling healthcare system of about 1,300 medical clinics and hospitals, a massive benefit system that is now plagued by, you know, backlogs in people who are veterans who are seeking appeals of their denials of claims, and a smaller cemetery system that is responsible for, you know, burying millions of veterans. And the agency is always in some sort of scandal, and it has lost two secretaries since 2014, most recently David Shulkin, who left, who was fired by President Trump in the end of March.
So let's talk about the current nominee right now. I'm curious because you talk to people inside the department, veterans groups who work closely with them. When Ronny Jackson's name was first announced, what was the response? How did people view him?
So the response on the veterans community is, we've never heard of this guy. And so there are various stakeholders, you know, who have very, you know, passionate goals for where veterans care should be going. And the concern was, Ronny Jackson, I don't know where he stands on the issues that are important to us. This was what the large veterans groups like the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars were saying. And then you had conservative groups who were saying, we don't know where he stands on our issues. So it was just, who's Ronny Jackson? The last we knew was that he was fawning over the president's health after his annual physical, but no one had any idea, and still doesn't really, where he stands on the key issues that are facing this agency right now.
Privatizing health care is one of them, as you mentioned, and that was part of the reason, right, that David Shulkin was forced out. He clashed with the White House on that one issue.
That's right. I would say that that's actually the biggest issue that is facing VA right now. So VA has historically been a very apolitical agency. It's still, of course, a bipartisan agency, and every nominee to run the agency to be secretary has been approved by the Senate 100-1. 100-0, and that was the case with Dr. Shulkin. But here it's become very politicized in the Trump era, partly because the Trump administration wants to reform what they consider to be problems with, you know, employees who are involved in misconduct. They want them to be fired faster. They want more transparency in terms of how metrics on how long veterans inside the system have to wait for appointments. The biggest issue, though, is how much VA should be outsourcing medical care to the private sector.
Knowing that outsourcing that health care seems to be a priority for this administration, is it fair to say that any nominee that they put forward would be in support of that, and what would that do to the VA?
I think any nominee from this administration, yes, is going to have to support more private care. The problem, though, is in the Senate, you have Democrats and you have moderate Republicans, including Johnny Isaacson, the head of the Republican head of the Veterans Affairs Committee, who, while they're not advocating no private care, they see a much more moderate approach because they believe that if you have more, you know, doctors from outside the system who are getting paid, you are sort of siphoning resources from VA. And that's a huge debate that has become, you know, just hugely political. So what happens is Trump may nominate someone who is in favor of more private care, but that nominee has to walk a very fine line between, you know, that supporting the president and also supporting the huge veterans organizations that still have political clout in Congress who are wary of more private care.
Lisa Rhine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.